section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Ball Play, Tennessee, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, you won the Powerball, Blake's List, Making a Murderer, Celebrity Birthday Game, and the Masters of the Ultraverse with your co-host, The Voice, Intern Heather, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, Blake Crater!
Welcome everyone to episode 235 of the Burns and IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
The Man.
I am very excited to have everyone here this evening. I am excited to bring you joyous amounts of laughter. Ha! That's it. That's the only things I'm happy about right now.
Bummer.
Nothing else. All right, first, let's introduce my co-conspirators for the evening. First, she has a nice bottle of wine that's half gone as we do the introduction to the show. She's wearing lipstick and high heels. Mm-hmm. She is Intern Heather. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I'd say this bottle is still half full, though.
She's a positive one. I am the negative one, so I will say it's half empty. Across from me, wearing Motley Crue's
Shout at the Devil!
Shout at the Devil shirt, the mastermind behind Drunken Lullabies, it is The Voice, Dustin.
Let's get cracking, people. How you doing?
Is that your catchphrase now?
Let's get cracking.
Crack-a-lackin'. A beer is in front of you.
Yeah,
obviously.
Cigar City Invasion Pale Ale. It's a piratey themed beer.
And to my left, he printed the show notes, part of the show notes, in color, so he must be improving on his bank account. It is the Bottle Cap Kid.
Yeah, just a little note to everyone who wants to get into podcasting. All you need to be a podcaster is a printer. So buy a printer. I'm drinking Urban Chestnut Cocoa Kowtow.
It's a great beer.
Cocoa
from
Cocoa
a great Nips. Brewery.
Great brewery. And you know what? Very handsome reps, too.
Well, that I don't know.
That is
I've seen pictures on Instagram. They look like a fun bunch.
Well, we got a great show lined up for you this evening. And it's weird because we're very close together. This is the closest we've ever been. Molly doesn't like me having the leaf in the table all the time. So I took it out because we don't use it for couch pilots. But we need to have it.
Are we making you uncomfortable?
I feel a little claustrophobic. So I feel like there's a lot of glass
you
that
guys,
I could break.
You all rode in a car together.
You slept
for
in a
hours.
Bed with Heather.
This is not the closest.
We have never been farther apart, honestly.
That's true. I didn't think about that. All right. Well, let's get crack-a-lacking on this show.
That's my catchphrase.
Oh,
man.
Sorry.
Well, you know what I'd be excited to do this week, but I didn't, is win the Powerball.
Good segue.
The Powerball. you know, the last was, it was 1.5 or 1.7.
1.21 gigawatts is, I believe, what it was at.
Billion dollars. Now, you figure if you won that, you get about half of it, right?
Yeah. If you want it all in one lump sum, unless you want it in payments.
Yeah, no lump sum for me.
You wouldn't take a lump sum?
No.
Why?
That's where they get you.
But what if
I think I'm going to live for a while?
What if 10 years from now, the United States gets taken over by a different country? Like,
won't our money be worthless anyway?
North Korea. Then
I don't know. I think if you take the lump sum, you actually cheat yourself out of some money.
Well, how much longer do you plan on living?
Right.
Well, I'm 34. Do you plan on so? I think.
How much do you need?
I can double.
double well, my life, oh yeah. I think, at this point.
You got
yeah,
it.
When they make the payments, then it ends up being a pretty modest salary each
yeah,
month. Or,
I mean,
excuse me, each year.
I live comfortably for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I want it all, and I want it in my lap.
I want to rock!
And the weekend before, you know, when nobody won it, we were sitting watching this new channel. It's AWE or something. It's on cable. It's a cable channel. I think it's what it is, but it's like, no, it's WAE or something like that.
Aww.
Wealth Entertainment or something. But it was all like high end shows. Like they had a yacht buying show, like a mansion buying show, and then like exotic vacations and paradises and stuff. And that's all this channel was just really, really rich people. So we decided, hey, we should probably watch this all morning for when we win the Powerball that night.
Prep action.
So I had picked out my private jet because there was a jet buying show.
And what did you go with, can I ask?
It was big.
Nice.
And it's like $4,000 a day just to maintenance and gas for one of those things, let alone the $1.3 million it was for this little itty-bitty plane. But, like, gas alone is, like, astronomical, and then you have to have the people to drive the pilots, and then you have to have a place to store it.
Yeah,
and there's all these taxes and fees. That, mm-hmm. And so there's this old guy and this old couple, and they're super rich, you know, just filthy, disgustingly rich where they didn't need that much money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they were like, they're driving down the road, you know, and they're like, because you know how I am with these reality shows, because it's basically what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're driving down the road, and he's like, I want to get a jet. She's like, we don't need a jet. And he's like, oh, but, you know, our vacations, we don't have to take commercial flights and have all those problems.
Yeah.
And she's like, you got a point. He goes, okay. And he picks up his cell phone and just calls the head of the jet sale company. And, of course, the guy picks up the phone. He doesn't have a secretary or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you know, the next shot is them pulling in and going and seeing all these jets. So I picked out a jet that I thought we could all use.
It's for all of us?
Oh, yeah.
Aww,
yeah.
That's great.
It would have the FCF logo on the side of it, okay. Of course. And Molly picked out the yacht, which I'm sure she would, you know, let you guys use once in a while.
Yes. You guys are so sweet. You're too good to us.
I had it all spent.
You are the couch pilots.
I had it. Yes, exactly. That yes. But
I can literally take off at the beginning of each show.
I had it all spent. I had it all spent.
We could literally do the show on.
We could do on our jet. We could like have the flat screen TV comes down, and whoever like we have as a guest can like watch it with us, and then we do the show. We do the episode right after.
Yep.
Yeah.
That. Oh wow. That'd be living.
Yeah.
I love to live that way.
L-I-V-I-N.
Heather.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? Well, how would you change your lifestyle?
You know, I didn't buy a Powerball ticket.
You didn't buy one.
No, I didn't buy a Powerball ticket because it's a poor man's tax, and it's to put hope in the heart of people and make them pay all this money. Like, it's basically like a glorified 50-50 drawing for like your child. But instead of like the money going towards your child, it like goes to each state, and each state gets to decide what they do with it.
Sounds like something Bernie Sanders would say.
Yeah. Well, actually, I should say that, I mean, Illinois, we looked it up where the money goes for Powerball, for all of the money they brought in. And it does go to like this K-12 program through Illinois. So it's kind of, it's pretty good.
We had the Powerball number.
What?
But no other number. So we got $4.
Oh.
So the hardest, most important number
nailed
we
it.
We had it's all those other ones we didn't have.
Yeah.
So close.
Yeah, Adam got a notification on there that he won something, and he's like, I think they would have contacted me differently if I'd actually won.
Right.
But I'm gonna go out here, and it was like $1. Yeah. But I guess if I was to get all that money, I hope that I would give a lot of it to charity.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. I think that I would give it to like a lot of the charities, or maybe like the city that I live in, like Central Illinois area, just since it's been a little rough for people. But for myself, I would probably, I'd probably just like pay my leases out, like just start leases and be like, here's all the money. I don't think I would go too crazy, like spend above my means unless I was, I would probably travel the entire world is
well,
what I would probably do.
You know, for me and Molly, like we were talking like, I wouldn't go buy a fucking Lamborghini. You know what I mean? But like.
This is jet.
I would, exactly.
Yeah.
But for me, it would be like, I'd buy a really nice house. It doesn't have to be like a mansion, like. Shaquille O'Neal mansion or like
the mansion by all their mansions are judged by
like Meriwether, you know what I mean? I don't need a basketball court, you know, in it, but I would have a nice house to where
I had a nice fucking house. You know what I mean? And then I would buy my mom and dad a new house, and I would buy her mom and dad a new house. You know, I mean, but then she's like, well, you can't give those kind of gifts and stuff like that. Like, the state doesn't allow you. I'm like, fuck that. I'll do it. I'll just put them all in my name.
You just, like, own the house. Yeah. Just be like, it's my house. Sorry.
Why can't you do that?
Something to do with, like, gifting money. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, then you have to tax it. If you give someone, like, a certain amount of money, you have to, like, tax all that money.
What would you do with all those winnings?
Boy.
Did you buy a Powerball ticket?
College fund?
Someone at work was collecting $2 for everyone, and they said it was going to Powerball. I don't know if it really went there or not. The smart person would be like, I'm just going to take the $2 and then go get a steak dinner somewhere because we're not going to win. But hey, so I put it in. But if we did win, what would I do? My credit card debt is reaching, it's just over $1 billion right now. Ooh. So I'd probably put most of it towards that. And then I'd probably build a house. Maybe we get a nice podcasting studio in the basement, you know? A swimming pool in the shape of my face, a car in the shape of my face, and that'd probably be it.
No hookers?
Oh, and hookers with a similar face as mine. I was talking to my daughter, though. I was like, if we won this thing, we could just buy the city we live in. We could just buy the city. That'd be it. We would own the town.
I wouldn't want this town, though. I would go buy a new town, like a little hick town that I could build.
Yeah.
and hire Black Bart.
You could be that show that you like.
Didn't Kim Basinger do something like that?
She bought a town?
I think so.
I don't know. I saw a town, like, I think in North Dakota was recently for sale, but it was like a blip on the map. So you can do it, potentially.
If Johnny Depp can buy an island, I can buy a fucking town, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean, to buy a town? Does that mean that you're then responsible for taking care of the constituents of your town?
No, you just own all the property.
I guess that means
that, I mean, everyone around you, you'd have to, like... I don't know. It would be so frustrating because then you'd want to make sure that you're like going with the rate that your people can pay, and then you'd have to deal with all of their problems because you don't own all of their property, and property is like the most like all over the place kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there would just be a lot of hard work on upkeep of the town, and that's what you would do is upkeep a town.
You know what? I think the jet would have been a better investment. Dustin?
I was right. In 1989, actress and Georgia native Kim Basinger and other investors bought 1,751 acres in a town called Brasselton, Georgia. Hmm. So, yeah, I knew I was remembering that for some reason.
What would you do with your billion?
There you go.
I wouldn't buy a town. I would get rid of all my debt. So, no more student loans, no more credit card debt. I'd pay off my house. My daughter. Although I would like to think she's going to be able to obtain an academic scholarship for college.
I thought at first you meant you were going to pay off your daughter.
Well, I've only got like 4 more years of that anyway, so I could do like advance payments, I guess. But
hey, I'll tell you what.
I'll pay her off in full.
Baby's mama, how about we just divvy this last up? Here's my final offer. Yeah. Slide over a piece of paper and you know,
this is how much I want for the kid.
Do you want a lump sum? Hey, I'm not going to lie. I thought about that. I thought about how much would it take
to
pay him off, huh?
To pay her off. And I, you know what?
Yeah, I can't do that. She would miss her little brothers. So.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah.
So, I would give them visitation rights.
Right. So, yeah, she'd be able to go to college. I'm not going to get my parents a new house because they've spent the past 20 years remodeling their own house to be the house of their dreams.
Right.
So it would just be like, hey, all that work you guys did. Yeah, forget
it. You should build them a brick for brick rebuild of the original house.
Right. Right next door to it.
I missed the house I grew up in. I do not see it anywhere. But no, I would travel a lot. And that's what I mean. I don't think I would get a big fancy house because I don't think I would be in it very much.
Mm.
I would see the world. I would go follow my favorite bands around.
Who would that be? Who would you go follow?
Who knows? It could be a different band every month.
The Eagles, David Bowie.
Right.
Oh, did you guys hear saying it. Okay.
You know,
Motorhead.
An interesting venture if I wanted to, because I would try not to do crazy investments, because that's where you screw yourself up. I would try to live off the interest and everything, just put the money in the bank. But opening my own brewery with knowing the type of people I know, that could be an interesting venture. I don't know if I would do it in this area.
Right.
I would probably move.
Like Montana? or Denver, Colorado, where you can smoke marijuana while you make your.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, I'm just. That ain't really. I'm just throwing things out there.
Yeah, I get things cracking.
I would buy like a minor league baseball team.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool. What about if you built like a brewery and then you could have like a venue there too, like a concert venue?
That'd be right in my wheelhouse.
That'd be bitching, right?
And that's what I mean. Like if you enjoy your job, it's not like you're going to work. And if it makes enough money that it's not a noose around your neck, you can just
if not, coast. Fuck it, you have $300 million.
Right. So like, that's probably what I would do.
Well, the first thing I would do when I won all that money and got that first check. After I bought part ownership of Rocky Top Vapor, I would go on Craigslist and have a really good time.
Just having fun?
Just having a good time. I would like every couple weekends, I'd be like, Molly, let's just see what we can get ourselves into on Craigslist.
I would ask for people to like sell their stuff at like an extremely like high price. I'd be like, I'll give you $6,000 for it and have just like make their fucking year.
I'll give you $6,000 for that cat box.
You could like tip really well too. Like tip crazy.
And
you'd be like, you'd be a saint.
You'd be on, the picture of the receipt would be on Facebook all the time.
Oh yeah. Like, well, what a generous family.
I told them about how my husband left me and I had 17 kids. And
that's
I worked
why
at this
I'd have
diner.
To move. Because if you won it and you stayed here, everybody would come looking for a handout.
Oh, yeah.
Every Tom, Dick, and Harry that you haven't seen for 10 years. If you move to a new area, they'll just know, hey, the new guy's
really
seems
wealthy.
Like he's well off. But, yeah.
Well, I would go on Craigslist, and this is our Blake's List segment of the show. Oh, sorry, Dustin.
Huh? Yeah, I was gonna say, hey. Now sounds like a good time for you to read some things off of Craigslist.
Sorry, I'm not following directions very well. I feel like those though we haven't done IBWIP in 1,000 years.
It's only been like 2 weeks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. First, we'll go to the free. Ooh, Sagali 150-watt box mod in Canton. I'm excited.
What is that?
That's under the free.
Is that English?
That's that black box I have, the mod for the vape mod that I have that has the IBWIP logo on it. It's 150-watt. I have 150-watt Sagali box mod with an Alliance V2 RDA, no charger, batteries in goof condition, body a little rough, but it works like a champ.
Sounds like you.
Yeah. Hit me up for questions, pictures, or if you are interested, $80 or best offer.
That was a free.
Yeah, it seems as though this person put it in the wrong section of Craigslist.
Well, they're goofy.
First of all, you can get a brand new 200-watt Sagali for $90, and it's in mint condition.
Heather, maybe you should contact him and offer him a lot more for it.
I know. That would be a lot of
maybe
fun.
It's all
I'm going to make you a Powerball offer. yeah, maybe this could be Big E's. He could have put this in here. He's always buying and selling and trading.
Yeah, is he on Craigslist a lot?
I don't know, but he's always
signed anything.
He's always trading in his vape stuff for other stuff.
Signed the butcher.
Just contact the butcher.
It says here, contact the butcher if interested, $80 or best offer. Puppy scam.
Uh-oh.
Now, was this was under a scam or was this under free?
I found this under free.
Oh, okay. It's got a beautiful picture here.
Aww.
Gentle and sweet female husky looking for a forever home. This is picture one of two.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, our budget doesn't allow us to print out two of two.
It's a dog.
Excessive.
It says, this is all fake. Don't waste your time.
The dog is fake?
What? Who?
So they reposted someone else's post, I'm assuming?
People will do that from time to time about saying something is a scam. What is to gain from posting that?
You get people to come over to your house or
and
something?
And then you kill them.
And you rape them?
Oh, Jesus. Kill and rape.
Yeah, pretty much.
So basically,
I would guess that would be the outcome, and that would be the purpose.
This poor, this cute little gentle and sweet female husky is a big scam.
Being exploited.
Ah, free cat litter, North Pekin. Call Free cat litter. I bought it and don't like the smell. Calls only if it's a landline. Leave a message if no answer.
So is it used?
To like the smell.
That's yeah, I don't like. I wouldn't like the smell of a used cat litter either.
You think it's a shit scent? Can you buy it pre-shit?
It's going to smell like pneumonia. But here's the, you know, calls only if it's on a landline.
What if I send a telegram?
So does that, what?
Pigeon.
Yeah, pigeon mail.
Maybe they meant calls only, this is a landline. Like, don't text me because this is a goddamn landline.
No, I think they're talking about pigeons.
All right.
Stop the
Who wouldn't
pigeon.
Talk about pigeons?
Those were the warm-ups for the good ones. Okay, misconnections. This is where you are at a grocery store and you see a person that you're attracted to, but you just don't have the balls to say anything.
You don't have any goddamn gumption.
Yep. That, and Heather hates these.
Did somebody fart in the cereal aisle again?
No, this one's different. Okay. Sexy older woman, Circle K on McClure, M4W, male 4, man 4 woman.
Yeah.
Older, sexy older woman at the Circle K on McClure.
Okay.
When was the last time you guys were at the Circle K on McClure?
It's been a while since I've been on McClure.
To the sexy older brunette at Circle K on McClure and University.
Are they a sponsor? We just keep saying
right.
<their name.
laughs>
Enter the Circle K, get a soda.
Circle K.
Enter the promo code IBWIP.
Crazy things are afoot at the Circle K.
Polar Pop
for only 15 cents if you tell them IBWIP sent you. You were standing there talking to these two. You were standing there talking to these two black guys about something on the shelf. You turned around and looked at me talking, and I told you how much it was. Just wanted to say you got a sexy body, and if you're interested in a fun time with a younger man, LMK.
What does that mean?
Let me know.
Oh, let me know.
Let me know.
I thought it was Martin Luther King, but they're dyslexic.
Right. Well, that's why
in honor of Martin Luther King Day.
That's why we have Heather on the show, so she can tell us all these acronyms.
Can you tell us what you know about MLK, though?
MLK?
Yeah. What do you know about him?
Bernie Sanders walked with him in the 60s.
Yeah, that's right.
Civil rights. He had a dream.
Okay. Well, this one says, have fun with a young man, LMK.
That's what his dream is.
Because I'll eat that cat having you begging for me to stop.
Eat now, that ass like groceries.
The guy was at some point not sounding crazy.
Right.
He was doing really well until...
He's pitching the hose.
It's like he was typing it and just like his penis said,
move let's get things cracking.
Move over. I'm going to finish typing this. And his dick just started pressing because I'm going to eat that cat having you begging for me to stop.
Is that how girls refer to it? Can you get a girl by calling it a cat or not?
I think it's kind of clever to call it a cat. I mean, most people call it a pussy. But I think I think it's clever to call it a cat though, because you don't hear that as much.
Yeah,
it's like he's trying to be appropriate. He's like, I'm not going to say pussy because that is rude.
Or cunt.
Yeah, exactly.
Or cunt.
I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Cat. He's the kind of guy who says breast.
Boy, I love to put my
bouncy
penis between your breasts.
I'm gonna gnaw on that breast, baby.
Let me see them titties.
Hey Peyton. Hey Peyton at Club Cabaret. Male for. Man for woman.
Oh, he's calling out a stripper?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Hey, Miss Peyton. I came in two times and saw you both times! Exclamation point.
Oh, boy.
Didn't get a VIP dance the first time, my birthday, which is one day after your birthday also.
Oh, stalker.
But the second time...
Too much information.
The second time... he wanted to make sure she knew.
They sound like those chatty strippers that we knew.
Oh, I love chatty strippers. But the second time I came in and got a few VIP dances in a row, exclamation point. I want to give you my cell number, but I had to go. If you remember me and want to do something, answer this post, exclamation point. Put my name, my birthday, or something that lets me know it's you. Something we talked about, something... So I know it's you.
It's too much work.
She's going to say, sugar, you should come in and get another dance and we can talk.
Yeah, I work tonight till 4 in the morning.
You can come see me.
Come see me and we'll talk.
Would you ever contact a stripper outside of a strip club, Blake?
I have had the urge to... Well, that one that me and Shannon went to on my birthday a couple years ago, I wanted to contact her outside just so, to do an interview with her because we had talked to her for so long and she was such an interesting character that I would have loved to have done an interview with her.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, not to quote unquote have a good time.
It seems like a bad idea, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems like you're going to get... Who's advising
their friends to do this sort of thing?
Who has the money to get a few VIP dances in a row?
Powerball yeah. winners.
It sounds like he got a bonus, though, and because the first time he didn't get them, and he obviously still liked her, though, and then the second time, he like went back to get VIP dances, because that was like his larger paycheck. So it sounds like he's like spending his bonus.
Yeah, and why didn't he get a VIP dance on his birthday? Like, did he not go with his buddies who could have... Right. Scrunch together some money?
Bullshit.
Right.
That's a
red flag for her, because if he doesn't have good friends that are paying for his VIP dances, what does he got?
I'm poor. It wasn't even your birthday, and I made sure you got a dance.
Mm-hmm.
Little cheap bastard. Lady from Lady from International Apartments, man for a woman. Now, International Apartments are...
I thought it was International House of Pancakes. I was getting excited.
No, this one's across from Richwoods.
Okay.
Is that what that is over there?
Yeah, I remember those because I used to live with the ones next to it.
Right by the post office.
What does International Apartments mean?
Everybody that lives there is of different ethnicities.
Okay.
Very good. I could not say that word.
Does that mean that we just don't have to talk to each other because we don't have the same language?
Right.
Is that what that means?
Okay. They send you a rent, your rent notice in seven different languages. Like when you're opening a thing
white
from
guy,
IKEA.
You can't rent here. Now, if you were Serbian,
right.
We got a room.
Our apartments are the bomb.
Oh,
no.
Choice of words.
Lady from International Apartments, we used to hook up several years ago, but I have since lost your email address. Never lose an email address.
Who contacts
Never.
Each other via email anyway?
To hook up? Oh, everybody.
Really?
Everybody's doing
that. Is that what the kids do these days?
Who doesn't have a totally full sent mail of every single thing you've sent in the last 7 years?
Yes.
Weird.
I used to come pick you up, because not like the other guys that would drop you off. I told you that I owned my own business.
I lied.
If you're out there, please get in contact with me. Thank you. I told you.
I told you I had my own business.
That's a lie. That's a lie waiting to happen. I'm going to point this out that I'm lying to you.
Yeah, why don't you just say, I'm the guy with his own business?
Yeah,
why don't
you just
say that?
Why do you have to even do that when you say, we hooked up several years ago, I used to come pick you up?
Yeah.
I would think that would kind of ring a bell.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right, we'll do a couple more here. Casual encounters.
Oh, here we go.
This is for the horny guys that are 400 pounds.
Wanting to get things cracking.
Wants to get things.
It's already wearing thin.
I like it. I feel a show title.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be the show title.
That's what he's pushing.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to get the show title. When Big E's on, they do everything. They name it everything that Big E says. So, again, alone in own home, woman for man.
Mm. This is sad.
Ready?
Again, alone in own home? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
That's okay. A shitty haiku.
It's like how E.T. talks.
Oh, hey, I am 20 years old, good looking, and intelligent. I am from France, but have been living in Davenport for over 10 years. I'm trying to find someone to hang out with, maybe more. I have got some pics. Send me your pics and phone number. And I'll send you mine.
Okay, so let's break this down here. So she's been living in Iowa for half her life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But
so can you still call yourself a French citizen if you've been here 10 years?
Dual citizenship.
I guess. I don't know. But you would think if she's flaunting, I'm so exotic. It's like, bitch, you've been living in the Quad Cities for 10 years.
Right. She works at John Deere.
Oh, okay.
See? If she is as good looking and intelligent as she says she is, why is she alone at home
again
at the age of 20?
Alone for friends in my parents' basement. They're out of town.
Yeah,
they went to Peoria to go on the boat.
No, it sounds Peoria. Like a scam to me.
Yeah,
you say it differently in France, so you go Peoria.
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 It sounds like an STD.
Peoria.
Peoria.
Send me your pics. Oh, and your phone number. So I can trace this and
your social security number.
Right.
I like the way your voice changes when you read Casual Encounters. It's very erotic.
Thanks. I'm trying.
Very sensual.
I like Casual Encounters. It's just like, dick. This is a dick. comment.
Do you want to touch my dick?
Yeah.
Do you want to put my dick in your mouth?
The only other thing that would be appropriate would be for Pony by Genuine to start playing as their
You're on a big Pony
screen.
Kick today, aren't
I
you?
I love Pony by Genuine. It's like one of my favorite songs.
It is a good song.
Here we go. This one's for you, Heather.
Okay.
Where's all the hard cock at that once sucked off? Woman for man. This is yours.
Thank you.
Where is all the hard cock in Springfield? Holla.
I wrote that.
That once sucked off. Who is up for stopping by the GH for a sucking?
The Gobble Hut.
General Hospital?
The Goose Hunt.
Oh, you really don't know. I think we look to you as being the youngest member of the table here to tell us what
I think greatest hits, but that's because
I
run a
record
store.
I have no idea what the GH is, but I'm assuming that it's something local within the Springfield
Girls House?
Is it capitalized?
Glory Hole.
Oh, well, if it's capitalized,
Glory
then it's
Glory Hole?
Ooh.
Perhaps?
Glory, glory, your hole. Let me feed on your load.
Feed?
Strap on the feed bag.
Protein
don't keep going.
Strap on the feed bag.
Must have pictures. Must twice. But that's the one that, I mean, that's how
I want to know what I'm putting in my mouth.
Right.
Give me a picture of that
feed
bag.
Before it comes to that glory hole.
Yeah.
Don't send me a picture of your face.
I don't.
Balls not included.
Right. You could have one eye and be a pirate. I don't give a fuck, but send me the picture of that dick.
As long as I get the one eye downstairs.
Okay, one more here. What do you want to do here? There's two
people
more.
People are a fascinating
species. Is this one
species.
Big one? Is
oh
this
my
one
God,
big one?
They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just do this one big one here.
Get it cracking.
5 years! !! Male for woman. I would say male. I should just say man.
Man.
Whatever you want.
5 years. 5 long, miserable years.
Uh-oh.
This is how long I have been posting on Craigslist. 5 years of failure. I get it. I'm alternative. I'm weird. I'm looking for something that is very different. Different, but not uncommon. I don't understand why it would be this fruitless. And it's not like I never get any replies. Obviously, most are spam bots, which I have learned to decrypt very easily. The next largest group of replies comes from men, which is very aggravating since I'm not looking for a man. After that, I actually do get replies from women who have no idea what I'm even talking about. And then there are those who do seem to know what I'm talking about and want and what I'm searching for. And sounds amazing until they suddenly disappear.
I feel like I'm reading somebody's Facebook feed, somebody that I would unfollow.
Exactly.
I've never understood that one. Hold on, there's one more paragraph. Before you unfriend me.
No, just, not unfriend. I unfollow. Because if they still want to be friends, I don't know if it's
passive-aggressive,
but I don't like being rude.
Sure.
I don't need to read your drama.
Are women in the Peoria area really all so meek and unimaginative? Are there none here who have the strength and fortitude to appreciate and understand a man who would not only put them on a pedestal, but will forgo all of his own pleasures to ensure that all of her pleasures are met? A man who will worship her, obey her.
This is where he's going wrong.
And even suffer for her, if that's what it's called for. I cannot believe that in 5 years, not one woman exists that would be looking for somebody like me. It is so frustrating. It's depressing.
What's he talking about?
Wait. I don't expect this ad to all of the sudden generate replies from all these dominant women hiding in the woodwork. But.
Yeah, he just needs to go to a different forum, and this will all be taken care of.
More?
But it says woodwork, but, and it's.
He ran out of characters, is what he did. Jeez,
it's all over now.
I completely agree with Dustin. That's where he went wrong when he started that next paragraph.
Yeah,
he should have just said, "Listen,
I want to treat you like an equal.
If
you want to pay for your own dinner, I'll let you.
Hey, if you want me to eat your shit, I'll do it.
Jeez,
that's what he's saying here.
But I'm not going to beg for it.
He wants a woman to dom him, is what he wants.
Yeah, so
yeah, of course,
he needs to go to a different forum, not just on.
Craigslist?
Yeah, I'm lonely and looking to be have not to some mention, woman what lady is interested step in a guy? On my nuts.
Yeah, what lady's interested in a guy who's like, I have never been successful in the last 5 years of this, so you'll be the only one. Like, there's no.
That's why I will treat you like a queen because nobody has given me the chance, and you are going to be the only one.
Right. I'm sorry, but you got to give guy credit. That's devotion. Like, I have not done anything for 5 years. I've never been married for 5 years. I have not had a job for 5 years. I can't. That's a commitment right there.
Commitment to something that he could never attain and has no idea what he's looking for.
Fruitless efforts.
Fruitless efforts. I love him.
Oh, let's listen to some music now. How about I Still Fucking Miss You by Billy Hood?
That sounds like that should be that guy's title for his...
Except he never met anybody.
Right. I'd still fucking miss you 5 years later.
I'd still fucking
miss you. If you answer me.
And when you hear the name Billy Hood, what do you think?
Like the hood over a clitoris?
No, you hear, think of Chloroform Billy.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
That is Billy Hood?
It's Chloroform Billy with his song.
God bless him.
What's his song?
Mm-hmm. I Still Fucking Miss You.
I love Billy.
Find IBWIP. Pick it up, and all day you'll have good luck.
Thank you. shake off the cold. You find me in this corner, still singing a song too. How I done you wrong, how you done me wrong too. But girl, I still fucking miss you.
Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP, and before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com, and as always, you can still find everything at burns1ip at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com, or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
There you go, guys. That's a little wavelength from Audio Fog. This is the part where all you vapors out there, all you smokers, non-smokers, hippie cool dudes, whatever, this is where we save you money.
Oh, yeah.
We say, you know what? I'm going to save you 20% on whatever you spent. Now, if you spend $100, I'm going to save you $20. If you spend $10, I'm going to save you $2.
Yeah. You're saving some money.
I'm saving you some money. So the more you buy,
the more you save.
The more you save.
The more you save.
RockyTopVapor.com. When this show comes out, I'll have already gone to St. Louis. Me and Big E and my brother-in-law Ryan are going to go down to St. Louis. See Michael, see Dave. We have a special gift for them. Hopefully it gets down there unbroken and gets back to Tennessee unbroken. But really, RockyTopVapor.com, check them out. Go to their site. Use the promo code IBWIP20 for 20% off. Also, by the time this is posted, Michael is sending us a new care package with new T-shirts.
Yeah.
So, again, thank you to Rocky Top Vapor for taking care of us. They're sending us some juice, too, because I'm running a little low.
The shirts are American Apparel shirts, oh, yeah, too, right? Yeah. They're great shirts. So, and you save, can you save 20% on those, too?
You everything in the store.
Yeah, oh, jeez.
They got mods. They got tanks. They got juice. They got premium juices, all different kinds. But V8 hospital?
They have V8, like the juice?
Juice.
V8?
Oh, no, I mean like vape juice.
What about,
they should have had
what
a
about the grape drink?
You got some great drinks. Hey, you got some
great drinks. Be a Sunny D, man.
So definitely go check out RockyTopVapor.com. We love them. We don't know how else to tell you people, but use promo code IBWIP20. You will get treated like a VIP every time you order from them.
Yeah, you don't even have to get a private dance.
You don't even have to get a private dance. But they take care of you. Fast shipping, quality, customer service, number one. You got to check them out. We love them. And when Brandy writes you a little note, it makes you feel all mushy inside. Hey, let's hear about a podcast.
Are you sick of spoiled white people and Donald Trump bringing you the news you could care less about?
Are you sick of trolling the interwebs for penis-related news only to end up flaccid?
Do you lust for Florida only the way a mother lover can?
Then look no further than Fakakta Comedy Funhouse's Low Blow Podcast with Adam Z and Dave Rowan.
Streaming live every week at lowblowpodcast.net and available for download Thursdays at fcfnetwork.com.
Appropriately inappropriate. Oh!
I love it.
Welcome back to the show. Low Blow, the newest edition.
Yeah, welcome to the family, guys.
Welcome
to the family. My
brother. We have talked a little bit about how we have we've pretty much everything that we said was going to come to fruition with the FCF Network has. And one of the original promises is that we were going to go out and we were going to search out people that we like to add to the network, people that were in the same vein and things that cover just a wide variety of topics. And we're doing that. This is proof positive that it's happening. And so we've only been doing this like 6 or 7 weeks. And not only that, these people happened to contact us.
Yeah,
they heard about us.
To us.
And they came, which makes our job even easier. Check out Low Blow Podcast. These guys, it's just the two dudes, and they are funny.
Yeah.
These guys are funny.
Oh, yeah.
The only problem with them is they use a Mac.
They use a Mac? Was that tough on your
It's already an issue. No, but
I was like, what's a Mac? And I was like, oh, just the computer?
Yeah, it causes super problems. He wants MP3s instead of WAV files, and I'm like, come on, man.
Erased.
But you can check out all the links to their website, their iTunes, their RSS feed, Facebook, all that stuff. You can find it on under the show tab on Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network, FCF Network. Go show them some love. Check out, subscribe to them, show them some love. We're anxious to get on their good side.
Listen to the Star Wars episode if you've seen the new movie. That one's pretty
funny.
If
it's the first time you've listened to them, definitely check if you've watched
a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, check it out. They
will ruin the hell out of it if you haven't seen it.
But
they do it well. It's funny.
They nerd out. It's really good. So check those guys out. We're going to hopefully, in the near future, maybe take a trip up to Chicago, or they can take a trip down here.
No way. Take a trip up to Chicago. Oh. Why on earth would they want to come here?
You guys,
Low Blow, we are coming to you.
See how the lower half lives.
See how the.
Yeah.
Everybody at this table.
I do
knows this intro.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling it. I'm like in the moment. I'm in it already.
You know, this sounds like a sad episode of Drunken Lullabies. It's kind of got that Celtic feel to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
it's a dreary day.
We're
going to get drunk.
I guess we're going to get cracking. I don't know.
Yeah. At this point, we're going to crack.
We're going to crack. Yeah,
we're going to crack something.
I guess I'll take some crack.
But I guess we have to say spoiler alert. I mean, we shouldn't have to by now.
If fair warning, I think most people on Facebook have already spoiled it to a point by now, I would assume, if you haven't watched what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, Making a Murderer on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. It's captivated America for the past couple weeks.
It really has. Yep.
Captivated is I stayed up the middle of the week. I would stay up till like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, watching these. And you get so frustrated, and then like it would end, and I would look over at Molly and go, "One more."
Next
She's like,
"One,
one more." Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
She's like, "I'll go make some popcorn." I'm like, "Fuck!" I'm eating popcorn at 1:30 in the morning, watching this.
That's time to eat popcorn.
I gotta get up at 5.
Oh yeah.
You know, tomorrow I'm gonna be having problems shitting, and I'll be tired.
Oh jeez.
So basically, Making a Murder. It's about Steve Avery.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
hello.
When I started, yeah,
oh, that was a pretty,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, I didn't do it. Yeah,
I didn't do it.
It's
a Netflix original docuseries.
Yes, it's a docuseries and 10 episodes. They're about an hour apiece.
Right.
That's a commitment.
That is.
But I stretched that out over a week.
We did too. I think maybe stretched it out over a week. You benched it all.
I did it in a fucking weekend.
I hit that shit in just over 24 hours.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my god, it was so good. I couldn't stop. It was so good.
So basically, it tells the story about a gentleman who got put in prison for 18 years.
Almost 18 years.
Yeah.
For something he didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Raped a lady.
Yeah.
I did not rape her.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah?
I was installing carpet.
Oh yeah.
The town over, and I gave somebody a ride. And I have an alibi. I was there. I did not rape no lady.
And Steve Avery comes from a family that the tree just goes straight up.
One branch family.
He just looked like he was a little slow. Talked like he was a little slow. But
he was literally like mentally retarded.
Like, yeah, his IQ was pretty low. Yeah.
It was to the point of mental retardation.
He was 70, if I remember.
Well, I think that might have been that Brendan.
I think
Dassey.
Both of them were in
there. Yeah, I think they both qualified.
Brendan.
So he gets out of jail and decides, hey, I've been incarcerated for 18 years for something I didn't do. Somebody owes me some money.
Straight up.
And which, you
now
know
tell
what?
Me.
Do you really want to love me forever?
No.
If I had my choice of loving any three of you forever, it'd be you, Dustin. I'd love you forever.
Thanks. You love me a long time.
Okay.
So Heather was like,
I'm just kidding.
I was like, fuck you guys. No. So not too long after he gets out of jail, he's got a lawsuit for $400 million or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
Then all of a sudden, a lady disappears.
Well, hold on a second. How much was it? I thought it was $36 million. How much did you say it was?
$400 million. Maybe not 400
million. Maybe it was
400,000.
It was one of them was for 400,000.
It was multiple millions.
Yeah. I thought it was 36 million.
Yeah.
And then when the new case came up to like pass that judgment through or whatever for the money, he took it for 400,000 because he needed the money immediately.
I think he took it for like 160,000. Yeah. So this the whole thing is about basically this guy versus
Manitowoc
County Sheriff's Department and the fucking Barney Fifes that work there. And it just goes through very in depth and shows a lot of footage. This was done over a 10-year span with all the footage. Then his nephew is involved and he has a trial as well.
Poor kid. He just wanted to see WrestleMania.
He just wanted to see WrestleMania.
Just wanted to see WrestleMania.
We can go through details and stuff, but let's first go around. Well, Heather.
Can we go around first before we get to what? Because you're going to ask the verdict, what you think about it?
Right. I'm going to ask what everybody thinks.
What do you think? What questions do you guys have? Do you want to do that later? But I have questions about the trial that I don't feel like we're answering. Or maybe I
would you rather?
Let's go around and say guilty or not guilty, and then and then we'll go around and say what we wanted to see, and then by then we should be good.
Okay.
Heather, there's two different court cases here.
Robert.
All right.
What's his name?
Brendan.
Brendan. I always call him Robert.
We'll start with Brendan.
Okay. Not guilty.
Not guilty? Mm-mm. Okay. Steve Avery.
Not guilty. Not guilty because there is, I would say, reasonable doubt on his case.
All right. Dustin on Brennan.
On Brennan. Brennan, not guilty. I think that poor kid was hung out to dry.
Me too.
On Steve, I've done some extra reading on stuff that wasn't featured on the show, some things that were left out. I'm still undecided. There's some interesting things that were not discussed that would paint a little bit different of a picture.
Okay,
and
Jason.
The verdict would make a little more sense. So
yeah, I think the show wants to put you in a direction, but they don't, like Dustin says, they don't give you all the facts.
Sure.
Brendan, I would say probably not guilty. I don't know why he said some of the things he said.
I saw the toes.
Yeah.
I don't know why he said some of the things he said just to reverse it. So I guess not guilty on him. I'm with Dustin on this. Steve Avery, I don't know, because I've done a little bit of extra reading as well, and it seems like there's so many questions we don't have the answers to, or things that weren't featured on the show that makes it seem like, maybe he was.
Okay, for me, Brennan, not guilty, and that kid was just messed up from the start. And
that poor thing.
And just alone on the whole thing with his attorney that hung him out to dry, to me, he should have had a retrial at least.
When I watched it with Brianna, when the whole thing was going on with Brendan, I said, this is reminding me a lot of the West Memphis 3. I don't know if you are familiar with their story at all, but these three teenagers were convicted of murdering these three children, and it all stemmed from a forced confession from another younger kid that was functionally retarded and had been interviewed for like 11 hours.
Yeah.
And they only recorded the last half hour.
They steer them in these directions.
And that's when this confession, and like it didn't make any sense. And and this whole thing with Brown, like, oh my gosh, this is like the same exact thing.
They've proven that eyewitness reports are one of the least credible things. Like that is why
you create the picture in your head.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why Stephen Avery had the whole thing with the rape, because even a woman or a man or anyone who's getting raped, who is looking straight at a person saying, I'm going to remember this person's face. Like, I am going to bring them to justice. Numerous times over the course of history have they been given a bunch of pictures and chosen someone out, and all of a sudden their whole memory changes, and that's who they see in their
interrogators
their mind.
Know this,
yes,
and they know that the memory is the least proven way to do this, and that's how they can coerce you to
send
do what they
message.
Want
exactly. But it's also very confusing too, because in their senses, you know, the way to get someone who is also guilty is to show them that you know things, to throw them off balance. So I'm sure it's confusing for law enforcement, and it's confusing for these people who maybe don't get day-to-day training on it, and it's like every month maybe I do it twice.
Sure.
You know, and so they just assume that it's okay to do some things, but it's so sad.
And for me, with the Steve Avery part, I'm with you guys. There's a whole lot of stuff that wasn't. You know, the whole point of the documentary is not necessarily
the process.
It's definitely,
exactly.
I think that's what it's supposed to
like
do.
That's what I got out of the whole thing, was the legal process. But in regards to Steve Avery, there was just so much weird stuff. And like I said, they're not going to show us everything. And yes, the documentary is steered more on, hey, come to this side of the camp.
But it shouldn't be, but it is.
But it shouldn't right? be, but yeah, it is.
Right. It's wonder, slightly biased.
But you know, well, but yeah, it is biased. Every documentary right. is. In a way, you know, you can watch a documentary on Johnny Cash, and it's or right. like Hank Williams. It's going to be biased. It's going to depending on what side you're going to take with the Steve Avery. I can't get through my head why you would kill somebody you just got out of prison for 18 years, right. and you know what I mean. It does, and you're about to get millions of dollars.
Well,
why?
Yeah, one of the things that
I don't
read
care if you're retarded or
wasn't
not
in. The show, again, it's hard to say how valid this is, but supposedly he had said to somebody while he was in prison that, you know, when he got out, he was wanting to rape some women and stuff. Like, I don't know if, like, because I did the time, I might as well do the crime, you know, and just he had made some weird statements, and I don't know,
the whole
thing with the blocked phone calls.
How he disappeared?
Who deleted the messages?
I'll tell you. Here. Okay, deleted the messages. I'll tell you.
And
who
then
deleted
the phone
them.
Was in the burning barrel. Her brother.
No.
Off the phone. Off her phone or
the
whatever?
Boyfriend?
No. The boyfriend. The boyfriend is the person.
We thought he seemed very guilty.
Here's the thing. He seemed very guilty. He all of a sudden he
was eager to lead the charge for an ex-girlfriend.
Right. And, right. Yeah. And then he was also he testified that he saw her. Didn't know what time of day. You can know what time of day.
Right.
Like. Morning, noon, night. Doesn't
Did
know.
Did you eat lunch, breakfast, or dinner?
So, Heather, we're going to give me your cell phone. I'm just going to try to figure out your password. Oh.
That doesn't happen. No.
Right. And then he just disappeared from the documentary. He quit showing up at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
That just seems pretty fishy right. to me.
And then, of course, he knows what's going on with Stephen Avery. Mm-hmm. So he then plants things in Stephen Avery's court. And I think the police really thought that they were doing something good by planting evidence. And I really believe the police planted some sort of evidence. But I think that they thought that he was so guilty and that no one was going to convict him with the evidence that they had.
Right.
And I believe that they planted extra yeah. evidence. So regardless if Stephen Avery was guilty or not, it just shows the kind of incompetency and the kind of vindictiveness that a police department can have against a constituent
yeah.
there
but
in
why,
the area.
Why would they do that, though? Is it because they just wanted it solved? Yeah. Were they really that embarrassed
no,
from 30
I
years
think,
ago?
No, I think
or,
that...
Or 20 years ago?
I don't think it was an embarrassment, like a personal thing like that. And maybe if it was, it was like kind of a back burner thing, like that happened to him then. But I think that people who planted evidence, I think they truly believed that he did it. And they thought that the best way to get him in prison again, which it happened to happen, was to plant this evidence.
Yeah, I mean, they searched that that trailer for, what, 10 days?
Yeah.
They couldn't
and that
find
place
that,
was a fucking wreck.
Those things, the keys that were just right there next
yeah.
to the wall.
And who has just...
How many days later
who
after...
Who has just one key?
Yeah.
Who has just one key on their keychain?
Right.
You know, and... That's, yeah. And I'm sorry, but if I had somebody tied up to a bed or chained to a bed... and was raping her and stabbing her or whatever.
Right.
I'm kind of messy.
Yeah, there'd be some blood, you would think.
There'd be some blood.
Mm-hmm. And there will be blood. And I will drink your milkshake.
And the garage was like, and the same thing with the house, like the trailer. It was a very messy trailer. Like it just
There
seems,
was deer blood on
yeah,
the cement.
It
you
seems
know,
impossible
so.
That they could have got everything cleaned up. And the same thing with the garage when they tried to say, you know, there was shell casings in the garage. Like,
right.
well, why is there no other anything other than these shell casings
yeah,
that you found
right.
in the garage?
Well, if you have a car crusher on property, why not use it?
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Why is her car still hanging around? Oh, I'll get to
oh,
it
with
when
a
I get
board.
To it.
With a little lean-to.
That was the
it.
Thing. When you heard that 911 call that the oh. lady made, it was like, is this the car? Is this the car? Is this the car? And you were like, and she's like, no, just tell me. And the 911 mm-hmm. operator was like, just tell me what's going on with the car. Don't tell, right. don't get information from me. Like, you need to give me the information.
And if it was me and I was trying to hide a car and I decided I shouldn't use the crusher for some strange reason,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to put it just like on the border of my property.
Right.
I'm going to put it like in the middle of all those
and they
fucking
did, they
cars.
They found it very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When there's thousands and
right.
thousands. It all, like I said, it definitely. To me, it put an unsettling thought of the judicial process. I've never yes. been in trouble with the law. I don't want to be. But like Molly said to me, she turned around and she said, you don't have to commit a crime. Somebody can just say you committed a crime and then this is what you have to work with. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's kind of scary.
And you got that stink on you, too.
Because, oh, I'd love to stink on me. Stinky pinky.
Evidence after guilt. It's that kind of like idea that not instead of innocent until proven guilty, it's you're guilty and now we need to prove it.
Right. And the other thing I found was weird was that when they went to deliberate, then all of a sudden this one juror got excused. And then
you know what happened? His stepdaughter was in a car accident, and it wasn't a very severe car accident, but he said he would be thinking about that and having trouble concentrating. But now he's all over the media talking about it.
Right, yeah. Like, now he's like,
you couldn't have been bothered back then, though.
My two favorite people, I want to say characters, but my two favorite people was the mother. I loved the mother.
Like the dad too? Oh, they were so good. They were the best.
The mother was the best. I don't know if she was chewing gum or just chewing on an imaginary cud or what she was doing, but she was just
perfect.
Yarn
to TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stoic and just so completely on her family's side. I loved her. And the dad too.
But she had like nothing. You didn't get a reaction from her.
No.
Mm-mm. Nothing.
Right.
Was it because she couldn't? It was nothing.
Checked out.
Yeah, checked
out. Well, I mean, she dealt with him being in prison for 18 years before, so.
Yeah. But I think that she's the kind of woman that had checked out a long time ago. She popped out these kids. They got big. Her husband, and she just lost all control of everything and just was like, I'll just make sure everybody's fed every day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to fry my hamburger and eat it.
I do think she was like one single stream of mind.
Yeah.
But I think that she was very present in what she was thinking.
Sure, but I
pictured them more as a fried bologna type.
And I loved looking behind the lawyers and just seeing her and her husband asleep.
Yeah. No, I went,
I did not know that.
The uncle, so I'm guessing it's an uncle. He was asleep a lot too.
Yeah. But I mean, you're in there hours and hours and hours.
Exactly.
And I also noticed the
bailiff.
No,
he fell asleep at least once.
There was always a different bailiff.
Yeah.
The family of the victim, the first couple of court hearings, oof, they're just uncomfortable. You know, they've got little quilts that people had made for them to put on the behind the things. And my second favorite person was, for entertainment purposes, Brennan's mom was just.
The conviction.
Yeah.
She lost her shit.
I felt bad for the other kid that was walking out. He's like, shit, she's my ride.
Right.
I'm going to walk.
You're right.
Because she's like standing on top of the car yelling at people.
He's like, I'm going to just get my coat out of here.
She's already like almost run over somebody. I have to, I have to ride with her?
Right.
Yeah.
And I just got one more and then I'll let you guys take a turn. Okay. But Steve Avery's drunk girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Who he was going to marry. Yeah. Marry. When she. I love her, though. She drinks a lot.
She's the only thing I got.
She drinks a lot. Well, when I get out, we're going to get married. And, you're going to get married? No. She can't stay sober long enough.
All right. Well, here's the other thing. Didn't they say she went to prison for a DUI
something? Yeah, I think so.
It's like, that's pretty severe, you know? And then and then she just keeps drinking, eh? She can't put down the sauce.
Well, that's, I mean, she obviously has a problem.
She was just entertaining.
But
she
it's just that small, like, poor person mentality you know?
Right.
And I'm sure that no one else gives them a break and no one else really accepts them in the whole community. After everything that's happened, like, how could you possibly, like, thinking from a normal class stance, like, it would be very difficult, or most normal people wouldn't, like, look past all of those things that they've heard, that they've considered to be true.
They're trash, and they have a bad name already before even he was convicted in the early 80s for that rape. They already said these people are kind of social pariahs in their community.
This is junk yard.
Yeah, their whole yard is literally junk.
Yeah.
And they are white trash people for sure. And before, again, before that original conviction, he had burned a cat alive. He had burgled a few places. The dude's a scumbag. Yeah. He's a piece of shit who probably would have ended up in jail anyway. Sure. And maybe the police were trying to expedite the process. It doesn't make it right.
Right.
But he probably would have ended up there anyway. And it's really difficult to say.
He's not I can't make him into a complete victim.
Yeah, he wasn't a super sympathetic character.
But hey, you know this guy.
Isn't that the beautiful thing about human beings, though? Like, no one is a complete sympathetic character. Like, if you really think about humans and what's happening with them, like, no one is a complete sympathetic character.
Look at me.
Don't point at yourself like you're a sympathetic character.
I feel bad for him. I don't know. I mean,
no, but in this 5 year guy on Craigslist. Steve Avery got women all the time.
We need to check his burn and barrel.
I mean, he got women all the time. He was in prison.
He just needs to find a woman that has 8 DUIs.
But even the old lady who was, you know, at the end of it, who he was in love with, and
oh yeah,
when they get out, and
they hadn't even like
touched each other.
Yeah,
they never
How
hugged.
Weird is that?
And she was freaking out when she's going, "Oh crap! Now he's at a prison where we can hug."
Yeah. I would guess that probably happens a lot. That people who are in prison forever get people to fall in love with them forever because
mm-hmm. they're lonely.
Yeah, exactly. And there's introverted people who it's really appealing to fall in love with someone who they're never going to be able to touch.
They know there's somebody that is thinking about them all the time and they don't have to worry about anything going on with them. So
they have to be there. They can't leave.
There's also people out there who do get in contact with the people in jail, and then people get pregnant as a result of this. The people who do that, they should be monitoring these letters going in and out, and they should sterilize these people. They should put them down. It's ridiculous that murderers in jail are having kids after they're in prison for the rest of their life with people that contact them. The sickness in someone's head to say, I need to make a connection with someone who is without a doubt a murderer and a rapist.
I think that's a mental illness problem, though, that you can't really say that you should do something about them and put them down or something, but the idea that's a perpetuating problem in America, that mental illness is
rampant. Something's got to be done, because otherwise you are perpetuating it by having children and continuing that DNA line, you know what I mean? Whatever putting down means to you, whether it's shooting him in the foot or shooting
meaning like a verbal reprimanding.
A slap on the wrist?
Like, quit being stupid.
Their local like coworker can say something to someone and they could talk to somebody that would help them.
That sounds very...
This is me and
do you have a personal story about this?
Huh? No, it's just that's what I would assume that people would do.
Okay.
This is me and my sunshiny future.
For time constraints, we can't go... too much into.
I've got like 10 hours more of material on this.
Right, we can go episode by episode. We should have a making
a reenactment,
making a murderer podcast. All right, so let's play a game and lighten the mood here a little bit before we take off. Go, get things cracking. Go,
shorty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck. It's not your birthday. You'll find me in the club.
All right, this is Let's Get Crackin' on IB. No, sorry, this is the celebrity birthday game. I think the last time we played this was the last time we did Blake's List, in Johnson City.
Boggity, boggity. Yes, we did.
So I think it's a fun little game. It's not too long. We'll play it real quick. The first will be just an example, but what we do here is we take a look at all the celebrities who have a birthday this month in January, and we say, this is their name. Are they alive or dead? And if they are dead, how did they die? And if they are alive, how will they die?
Okay.
So this will be a practice round. First one, J.R.R. Tolkien. He is or would be 124 years old, writer of The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. Is he dead or alive? It's a practice round. Anyone can take this.
I'll say that he's dead.
Okay. And you know how he died?
Yes. He was mistaken for a Silmarillion person.
That is...
Oh.
First of all, so happy you're delighted
would love
with yourself.
That.
I wish we were still doing the cameras because Heather just acted like she just served the best rapper
mic
in the
drop.
World. She dropped the mic, leaned back, and went.
Well, that wine bottle is empty. We should say.
My brother would love that, though.
And that is very close. He did actually. He died of a bleeding ulcer and a chest infection. That's how he died.
Pretty much.
So. That's just number one. Well, let's go to you, Blake. We'll start with you.
Oh, I don't want to go first.
Okay, we won't start with you then.
Okay.
I'm not going to start with you. I'll go the other way. Are you good to start, Dustin? Or do you want to pass too? Okay. Jungle Jack Hanna. You've all heard of him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Coming on Letterman Show for years. He has got shows. He works with dangerous, venomous, powerful animals. He is or would be 69 years old. Is he dead or alive?
I think he died.
Okay, and how did he die?
Didn't his partner Barbara like kill him in a angry, jealous rage?
That's very close. Having you would think, you know, having worked with all these powerful, venomous
animals.
Are you
saying he was gay? When you say partner, I'm just assuming.
No, like, I was making a stupid joke.
Hanna-Barbera joke, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I got you.
It's a car accident. It's a car accident he did.
Oh. So, you know.
It was a Flintstone car. Right.
Heather?
His feet got caught.
His feet got caught.
Got an infection from all his open feet. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba Gooding
Jr. Is or would be 48 years old, star, or one of the many stars of Jerry Maguire. Is he alive or dead?
He's alive.
Show me the money.
How will he die?
How will Cuba Gooding Jr. die?
Mm-hmm. That is correct. He is alive. But how will he die?
Ooh, I know this.
He'll try and do a remake of the Snow Dogs.
Can I
guess?
Oh, yeah, please.
Snow Dogs was awful.
He got hit in the head with a radio.
Oh, that's good.
Two very close. You guys are getting bonus points for that. Actually, a spontaneous combustion exploded when he was only shown and not given the money. So that's how.
I don't get it.
This game isn't for everyone. Blake, Mel Gibson is or would be 60 years old. Movie actor famous for films such as Braveheart, the Lethal Weapon series, and Ransom. Is he alive or dead?
He is alive.
Okay, that's correct. How will he die?
He will die from an infection that he got when he poked himself with a Nazi swastika pin.
I'm giving you bonus points for that one. He died from heart. He was a broken heart. That's how he died. No one gave him back his son. So that's a Ransom reference.
I was waiting for something to reference sugar tits.
Oh, is that what he called his?
The police officer.
He called the okay.
When he was drunk.
I think I've heard a rant about to a girlfriend.
I think Steve Avery called one of the sheriff's sugar tits. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof,
boy.
Yeah.
Sugar tits.
That's it. And just to go back to making a murderer real quick, I texted Dustin when I started watching it. First of all, for the first 7 episodes, I thought it was fake.
Yeah, you did. You were like, Blair Witch 2, is this shit real? And I'm like, yeah, no, this is real.
I love Blair Witch.
But then I thought to myself, here is a great drunken lullaby game. You watch all 10 episodes, and every time somebody says, yeah, you take a drink,
oh, boy.
You'll be shit-faced like the first 10 minutes of every episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Even when they want to say no, they say yeah.
What state are they in again?
Wisconsin.
Manitowoc.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry.
Who's up next here?
Me.
Michael Stipe. Is or would be 56, lead singer of Hall of Fame college rock band REM, alive or dead?
He's alive.
He's alive. How will he die, you think?
He'll probably lose his religion.
I'm going to give you that one. The answer is actually starvation. He was sent to the corner and was forgotten about.
Oh, okay.
So you get points for that.
Oh, no.
You don't like that one?
That's too bad.
Are you getting any of these references?
I got that one.
Okay.
That's me
okay.
And
the Oh, corner. another possible answer could have happened at the end of the world as we know it.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Or he was crushed by an orange, maybe. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, there you go.
Heather, Grandmaster Flash. Mm. Is or would be 58 this month. Is he alive or dead?
He's dead.
Oh,
and the reason that he died was because so many grandmas were trying to write grandma and instead were tagging Grandmaster Flash on their Facebook.
That is actually wildly incorrect. He's alive.
Oh, yeah.
He was beaten to death, was given a series of furious high fives.
Oh, there you go. Boom.
It's funny because the only reference that I have is that grandma's attempt to put grandma, and then they instead write Grandmaster Flash on Facebook and other social media.
You
got to
run with what you got. Blake, Danny Thomas. You know Danny Thomas?
I think so.
I don't know if I don't think this joke's going to work. I don't think this whole, all any of these jokes are going to, he's going to be 104. Is he alive or dead? He was the famous TV actor. He did the show Make Room for Daddy.
Yeah. I know who he is.
And the founder of St. Jude Children's Hospital.
Yeah. Okay. I know who that is. Okay. Now, once you said, he's dead.
Okay. And how did he die?
That's a tough one.
This is a very specific reference.
He died from lung cancer from cigarettes.
Actually, fecal asphyxiation. Someone removed the glass from the coffee table. That's something he liked.
He was into that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cleveland Steamers.
Yep.
We're tough. On dirt.
I'm just going to do one more because of the way this is going, I think.
We'll do one more round.
Just one more round. Nicolas Cage is or would be 52. Everyone knows him. He's the eccentric film actor. Dustin, is he alive or dead?
He's alive.
And how will he die, you think?
He will eat a peach for 1 hour too many.
That's probably better than what I have. I'm going to give you 10 points for that. Mine was traumatic brain injury, hairline receded into skull.
That's funny.
I could eat a peach for hours.
That's pretty good. I was trying to think, what are these people known for? And that is such an iconic... Yeah. It's such a bizarre.
It is.
Like, I feel like he made that up. Don't you feel like that he was on set?
He's Well, I don't know who wrote it. I know John Woo directed it, but that doesn't really seem like a John Woo line.
No, you don't think so?
No.
Some doves came out of the beach.
Woo's an ass man.
All right, Heather, Marilyn Manson, live or dead?
Alive.
How will he die?
Killed by the beautiful people.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I have internal injuries, removed one too many ribs.
Oh.
Oh, that would be it, too. Did he really do that?
No.
Did he do that?
No.
No.
Did he start and perpetuate all these rumors himself?
Probably.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he had a book, right? Yeah. Long, hard road out of hell.
There was some weird shit in that.
Is it true, though? Or is it
from his
all
childhood
bullshit?
About, like, his grandpa that had, like, this sex dungeon in the basement with all these, like, weird sex toys and Vaseline locked in a trunk. And he found like weird old pornography and yeah, that
sounds
like
my kind of grandpa. They didn't try and like include him in it.
No,
he just found
there was this weird shit going on in that house.
Hmm. Did they talk about his time on the Wonder Years at all or not?
Right. When that rumor started, it was like, I know that kid's name. It's like Paul Savino or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Josh Saviano, that's it.
Yeah, and now it's like, it's so easy to bunk that shit.
Yeah.
Back in the like late 90s, you're like, oh, it might be true. They look similar, but now we have internet. Last one, Blake. Rowan Atkinson, 61, star of Blackadder and
the Bean.
And the Bean series. That's right. You know Mr. Bean?
Yes.
Okay. Is he alive or dead?
He is alive.
And how will he die?
He will get ran over by a Volkswagen bug in the middle of London.
He made that face and it stuck that way. Deal with it.
That's kind of funny. Who won?
It's a 3-way tie.
Woo!
We're all winners. At IBWIP, and you're all winners because you get to listen to this for free. And there's more than just this to listen to.
What?
Yeah, there's episode 233, the double pippin.
Someone's been
the double pip. Very big missed, which everybody remembers is Heather's return behind the mic after a much too long absence, so we didn't have anybody on here drinking wine and getting silly. So
dropping mics,
and then episode 234.
I texted my brother just now about it.
Grandparent of pets.
About how you eliminated the wine here.
No, about how I made a joke about J.R.R. Tolkien.
Okay.
Tolkien, however you call it.
Oh, she just lost it right there.
Sorry,
whatever
dude.
Cred she had.
He didn't listen to it anyway.
Episode 236, our next episode, inevitably titled Exclusive from our Peanut Butter Jelly Time X Watch Collection.
Peanut Butter Jelly Time X with a baseball bat. Now, there you go. Get things cracking.
It will be available on Friday, February 5th. And don't forget, January is hot tea month. I don't get tea. Hot water and leaves? Come on. I mean, why drink that when there's chocolate, muscle, monster, energy shake, Mountain Dew, sangria, blast, citrus, punch,
that sounds good.
Powerade, zero drops, mountain berry blast, and diet raspberry, vanilla, Dr. Pepper. I mean, come on.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Also, Friday, January 29th is National Puzzle Day. One of my biggest life accomplishments was putting together a 500-piece Michael Jackson puzzle that hangs proudly in my laundry room. Come to think of it, there's been a lot of strange allegations coming from the dirty clothes pile.
It's pretty funny.
And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, and they will be filed in the FCF Network Archives for your children's cybernetic organism to enjoy. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, help support the show. If you don't like what you hear, meet me after the show so that we may start our work on dismantling of Skynet.
Dun, dun, dun. All those things that he mentioned. Review on iTunes. Subscribe. Tell a friend. Help support the show. Those are all things that we need from you. If you enjoy this show, we're giving it to you for free. We're just asking for a couple clicks of some kind just to help us out.
You can do it from your smartphone.
Or you can do it from your dumb phone.
Any phone you have, you can do it. Unless it's a phone that doesn't have internet access, in which case you can't do it.
Is that really even a phone, though?
You don't even know what calling is without that.
I don't know anybody's phone number. I have no idea anybody's phone number.
What are you going to do if you go to jail?
Yeah, I'm the same way.
You need to contact someone and they won't let you use your phone.
There's two numbers that have been the same for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Papa John's.
What's that?
Domino's Delivery.
353-PAPA.
7272.
Yeah, I'm calling my grandma or I'm calling my mom. Those are the only two numbers I have.
What about this one? 8675309.
Or how about 588-2300-EMPIRE? Call now. We're in the Yellow Pages.
That truly, Dustin, I kid you not, there is there used to be one in East Peoria, but they recently closed 698-7272. And I swear to you, that's a number I thought. I was like, that's a number I know. There's someone I could call there that would surely help me out. And so Papa John's unknowingly struck a chord with this nation by making that 7272 canon.
Heather, you look lovely this evening.
Thank you.
Your smile is accentuated by your lipstick.
Thank y'all.
Your wine glass is accentuated by your lipstick.
Ah, thank you.
You did a wonderful job this evening. I see you drew at a minimum this evening, which I am proud of you. You are taking baby steps, and I appreciate that.
I only doodled minimally.
Dustin.
True.
What's up?
Trim the beard. You're starting to look like a mountain man. The other guy that died, what was his
name? Dan Haggerty?
Yeah.
Grizzly Adams didn't have a beard.
You're starting to look like Grizzly Adams.
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to. It's fucking cold.
Is it really keeping you warm? Really?
I think so.
Is it?
I don't know.
A lot of it's just jealousy because I know that I've been growing this one as long as you've been growing since Halloween, and this is where I'm at. So it's all jealousy.
I've trimmed it a little bit here and there.
Yeah, but go fuck yourself.
I'm just going to see where it goes.
Well, thank you for being on the show, my
friend. Hey, no problem.
Jason.
Yeah. I know.
What's there to
say? I know, man. I'm sorry.
We spent a lot of we spent a lot of time together.
We do spend a lot of time together now, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, we do, don't we?
How's that working out for you?
Oh, you know, it is what it is. It's almost Scottish now.
Yeah, that sounded like an Irish brogue.
It's like Blake going playing staying character and just kind of going from place to place. Thank you very much for your work. I appreciate you using color printer.
Hey, it costs.
Just wanted to take a minute to send my condolences. I think everybody would send their condolences to former IBWIP host BJ and Coley. BJ's dad passed away not too long ago. BJ is a longtime friend. We don't talk as much as we used to. You know, he's hundreds of miles away. That's a pretty intense situation to have happen. And I told him, I said, hey, if you want me to, I will drive there right now. You know, but he just definitely wanted to tell him that him and Coley and their whole family that they were in our thoughts, and they'll always be a major, major part of my life, and they will always be a major part of IBWIP always. So go back and check out some of those episodes. But mad love to you, buddy. Keep your head up. That's all I can say about that. Hey, now do a mystery tag.
Mystery tag.
I set you up perfect for that, didn't I?
Oh, jeez.
Here we go. IBWIP stays crunchy even in milk.
Oh.
We're doing two shows, right? Oh, we're just doing one?
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production. Produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Here I was thinking we were doing two.
We didn't want
because we're doing the meeting.
Yeah. In which we all are going to hate Blake afterwards.
Oh, I was going to take a hate piss real quick.
A hate piss?
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you gotta lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.